Hello, and welcome to the Retail Week Indicator podcast. I'm Jennifer Creevy, Content Director at Retail Week. Retail Week Indicator is our deep dive into the customer capabilities of 180 retailers in the UK. Indicator covers all the elements of how to make a customer's digital journey seamless, and we rank retailers in terms of logistics and customer services, marketing, e-commerce, and cross-channel. I'm joined by our Head of Research and Data, Rebecca Marks. Rebecca, talk to us first about our winner, the winner of the overall ranking, which was ASOS.
Thanks, Jan. So yeah, I think it comes as no surprise that ASOS is amongst the top retailers in the UK when it comes to customer-facing digital capabilities, especially as it calls itself a technology company. But the fact that it has outperformed retailers with a bricks and mortar presence not only says a lot about how the industry as a whole is changing, but it also shows how well it understands what's important for customers today. But what's significant about ASOS, and one of the main reasons it's able to adhere to the changing demand of its customers, is its agility as a business, which of course enables it to invest well without damaging its profitability. And unfortunately, we witnessed the opposite all too often for some retailers over the last year or so.
So I guess one of the significant things about ASOS is its agility. So it really removes friction in the customer journey, doesn't it? So making browsing and buying almost effortless.
Yeah, that's right. So firstly, it has one of the fastest website download speeds on desktop and mobile, and its search capabilities are some of the strongest. So for example, it was one of the first retailers to enable visual search on its app. So by doing this, it also shows how well ASOS understands its customer base and how important imagery and photos are for them, especially given the rise and importance of social media in their day-to-day lives. And then when it comes to its products, it's important to note how well ASOS removes any barriers to purchase given that it has no store presence, as customers can lose a sense of touch and feel with the products if there's no stores. So nearly all of its products have video to show the fit and dexterity, as well as detailed descriptions, which not many of the competitors have. Something that ASOS is great in is also increasing dwell time and average basket values. And it does this through recommending coordinated items or similar items. So customers can really end up browsing on the site for hours. And all these capabilities are available across its mobile and desktop too. So the app basically mimics the site, making it easy for customers to shop in any way they wish.
So that's ASOS, and as we said, ASOS is the overall leader of Indicator in terms of the total ranking. But ASOS has also come top as the leader of the logistics and customer service category. While ASOS has many strengths in its user experience and seamless shopping journey, none of this would matter on its own if it didn't have a strong fulfillment offer to support it. How is ASOS leading in logistics?
ASOS has completely bridged the divide between the online and offline channels by taking advantage of third-party logistics suppliers. And this has seen it most recently partner with City Sprint for its on-the-dot service to offer same-day delivery in London, which it's recently spread across the Manchester and Leeds. And at the moment, only 12% of retailers offer same-day delivery. So the fact that ASOS is one of them shows its prestige in this category. And then in terms of other delivery options, there's very little that it doesn't offer for its customers. The only thing it's really missing in terms of delivery is delivering in 1 hour. But if I'm honest, I'm sure it won't be long until we see this from ASOS too. And its returns offer is also incredibly appealing to its customers, as it offers customers free returns all year round. And again, they do this through third-party suppliers or postal.
Moving on to the marketing category, we have a more traditional bricks and mortar retailer winning this one, and some might say it's a surprise winner in Morrisons. Rebecca, why is Morrisons come top of this ranking?
So Morrisons has been trading quite well recently compared to the grocers, and a lot of this has been owed to its improvements in its customer journey. And Morrisons has done this in quite a few ways, but one area is the improvement it's made to its More Loyalty scheme, and the capabilities in its loyalty app has helped it achieve the top spot. So the app is all about driving customers to stores. Morrisons does this by enabling customers to personalise the app by their store choice, so then customers can see which products have more point offers applied to them at that specific store and also until when. Morrisons also offers an area on the app for customers to make a shopping list. So then Morrisons will then go on to inform customers if there are any offers or extra points on any of the products on their list or similar items.
And how has Morrisons been able to use this insight in terms of its store and its pricing?
So off the back of the customer insight garnered through its More loyalty scheme, Morrisons has been able to develop a sharper pricing architecture and tweak its ranges in store, all of which have been key to its wider turnaround.
That's right, isn't it? And we have seen since David Potts has taken over at Morrisons a real turnaround there, and it's really doing well at the moment considering the very, very tough climate in grocery. So moving on to the cross-channel category, we have Apple as the leading retailer here. Rebecca, tell us why Apple has stood out.
I think when it comes to cross-channel capabilities, Apple is an obvious leader. So its whole concept is built around digital, and it's one of the few retailers where coming in store isn't just about buying products, it's about the experience too. In terms of its capabilities, Apple makes sure it drives its customers to store by providing in-store stock availability on the website and its app. And this can be used for customers to either arrange a click and collect order or to simply prevent a wasted trip to store. So by driving footfall to stores, this offers plenty of upsell opportunities for Apple, especially as it's known for its highly trained staff.
So tell us about the stores themselves. I mean, we've all seen how amazingly, fantastically designed they are, but how well do they perform for customers?
So the store itself is all about interaction, and there's models of each product on display for customers to use and experience. While it's easier for an electrical retailer to do this versus, say, a fashion retailer, you can compare it against its peers like Dixon's, and the difference in experience is still vast. But the real beauty in being digital first in store like Apple is the fact that it doesn't have any tools in sight. Instead, each member of staff is teamed with tablets so that they can take payments on the go. This means customers don't even have to move an inch to pay for their products. The employees go to them instead, offering a more personalised experience in store. And of course, at the same time, this eliminates any queue times in store.
And what other ways do Apple connect the online and offline channels?
Given the nature of its products too, a capability that Apple offers when only 16% of retailers do this is the ability for customers to book appointments online before visiting the store so that they can speak to a store advisor at its Genius Bar. Not only does this allow Apple to flaunt its service credentials, but it's another great way to connect its online and offline channels.
So looking at the e-commerce category, and for this indicator looked at capabilities across desktop website, mobile website and app, and we found the highest rating overall was Amazon, again another pure digital player. Why was Amazon so progressive?
Some may argue that as a pure play, Amazon should do everything that it can to enhance its customers' experience online and on mobile. However, many online retailers are yet to get anywhere close to its position. On the customer end, Amazon's web layout is simple but easy to use, and it offers 20 out of the 22 criteria we looked at for this category. Its simplistic web design enables customers to find exactly what they need quickly, without all the elaborate design confusing the situation.
One of Amazon's standout features, which are loved by customers, is its ratings and reviews. Is this still important to customers today?
These capabilities are becoming more important when it comes to product decisions, especially when it's so easy for customers to cross-shop across different retailers online. So in fact, Amazon has made this even easier for customers to do while ensuring they stay on their site at the same time. So they offer their own comparison tool across different brands now. Amazon also keeps customers on its site and drives dwell time through product recommendations. And it does this based on not only a customer's personal browsing history, but also based on other similar purchases and also based on its recommendations, such as its bundles. So you can go onto its homepage, for example, and straight away it shows your most recently viewed products and related recommendations, so you can pick up just where you left off. And this is also a great way for Amazon to upsell and drive average basket values.
Is there anything that Amazon doesn't offer?
One of the capabilities that Amazon doesn't offer is guest checkout, but at the same time, this can benefit Amazon in a way when it comes to cross-device shopping and being able to use customer data to support personalization techniques.
We found in the data, didn't we, Rebecca, that what really stood out about Amazon was its app. How important is its app in terms of its capabilities?
So in terms of the app, Amazon has 22 out of the 24 capabilities that we assess. So the app basically mimics the capabilities of the website. But one of the capabilities that Amazon is yet to launch in the UK is augmented reality. However, I believe it has in the US now. So it's as if Amazon's sole goal for the app is to remove friction in all areas of the customer journey, and this is from search all the way to payment. And this can be seen through its image search capability, in which you don't even need to take an actual photo to use it. Instead, it uses artificial intelligence to instantly pick up imagery directly through a smartphone's camera. And then on top of this, it's the only retailer to provide voice search directly through the app's interface.
So one of the surprising capabilities that Amazon offers is its barcode scanning, which is interesting because it doesn't even have a store. How does this work for Amazon and its customers?
What this means for Amazon is that customers can do price comparisons on many products on the go. So for example, if a customer's in Waterstones store, they can scan the barcode of a book they're thinking about buying on the online retailer's app, and they'll immediately be taken to the Amazon product page to see if they can get it cheaper there instead. And then when it comes to payment, cross-device information storing is exemplary when it comes to payment information and delivery addresses. And customers are also able to scan their payment card on the app instead of having to type the long card number, which we know deep down can annoy us slightly. So on the whole, Amazon understands the shopping needs of the customer today and has made sure it's done everything it can to offer a seamless and easy shopping journey online.
So there we've covered the four winners of each category and also the overall leader. But what can you tell us about some of the retailers that haven't made it to the top of the rankings? Where do they need to get ahead?
Customers are becoming more savvy and less loyal. So from the data, we can see that retailers need to eliminate any barriers to purchase to avoid their customers going elsewhere. But that doesn't necessarily come from just investing one element that we looked at across the categories. It has to be implemented across the whole customer journey, whether that starts from fast download speed and easy navigation through to a fast and easy checkout process and convenient delivery and return offers.
And one of the areas we can see that brought down some retailers was around fulfillment. How important is this?
So we've seen that this is very important, especially if you think in terms of retailers connecting their online and offline channels. So nearly a fifth of multi-channel retailers are yet to invest in click and collect to their stores, which is regarded as fundamental for their businesses now. This means they're also missing out on pivotal opportunities to drive footfall to stores and also upselling opportunities once the customer visits. Additionally, around half of retailers don't offer free returns. And while in a sense this makes it more cost effective for some retailers, it can also be off-putting for customers purchasing online. And then on top of that, some retailers, for example, like Sports Direct, they don't even allow you to return online orders to store.
We've heard a lot about customer data being really important in retail right now, retailers using it safely, securely and properly. Are retailers doing enough in this area?
So it's really important for retailers to use their customer data effectively for their business in order to drive further sales and be able to personalise the experience. And there's plenty of capabilities that retailers can implement for this. So for example, offering a feature such as saved items or wish lists enables retailers to send personalised emails and reminders to their customers. Retailers can also use customer data for product recommendations, and they can do this based on a customer's personal browsing history or also other customers' similar purchases. Doing this will help increase dwell time on the website, and it's also an important opportunity to get more of the range seen before customers wander off to another site.
Obviously, you can't forget about stores, and some of the traditional bricks and mortar retailers are working hard on their digital businesses to integrate stores. But are retailers doing enough here?
Retailers' digital strategies should be focused on understanding the role that digital plays in driving footfall to their stores too, such as how customers are researching online and purchasing offline through initiatives such as having a single view of stock, and driving customers to store through offering stock visibility for stores like Shoe and Argos do.
So it's clear that different elements of the digital journey will be important to different retailers. But we found that those higher up the rankings have really understood the customer journey first and then thought about how digital fits into that. For more data and analysis from Retail Week Indicator, please log on to retailweek.com. Thank you.